These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Where do you think people... I blanked. Go.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boston's going to have... He's going to have a conversation with Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Philly. Obviously, the Lakers. Houston is in the mix as well. They're going to go after him. Make no mistake about it. So you've got Cleveland, Philly, Boston, Houston, L.A., Golden State.
And the Celtics, says Stephen A. Smith. LeBron wants to talk to you. Should you want to talk to him? LeBron James to the Celtics. Comes a little more legitimate. A little more legitimate with Stephen A. Got to give it to him. You do. You just do. Final hour here, Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub on your FM dial in Boston, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Download the app, 98.5 The Sports Hub app. That stream pops right up, catch us anywhere, anytime. They have all the replays there as well. If you miss an hour or a show or a segment, it's there that night. So you can catch up with Felger and Maz easily on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. We'll go back to your phones here, unless Maz or Murray has an opening thought for the people of Boston in the 5 o'clock hour.
Nope.
I have only one. That is all aboard.
All aboard the LeBron train.
You gotta chugga, chugga, choo-choo, dunk.
You got to work on that whistle. There you go. Don't blow it so hard.
Don't blow it so hard.
Don't blow so hard.
And there you go.
A little better.
There you go.
All aboard.
Otherwise, it sounds like someone's got your grapes in a vice.
Your thoughts, folks. You want them? Kevin in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, I'm with Maz on this. I'd rather see a 7 or 8 year run than a 2 year window.
Why can't you have both?
LeBron's the best player. He's a tier one all star. Kyrie's probably a two tier all star or tier two all star. But he's 6 years younger. And I think D Wade and Kyrie helped to make LeBron better. But I don't think LeBron did anything to make D Wade or Kyrie or even Kevin Love better. Kyrie is a big reason for the development of Brown, Tatum, and Rozier. And so I want the future, and I don't think LeBron's the future. He may be one championship.
Well, let me stop with that. Do you buy that LeBron doesn't make others better?
No, please. He makes everybody better.
I mean, in a given game, they do, in terms of a career development and arc. Does he have a point that LeBron did not make Kyrie a better player, did not make Kevin Love a better player, did not make D-Wade or Bosh better players?
No, I don't buy that at all. I think LeBron makes guys better players. And so, look, like, who's the point guard they had in Miami there? That was
Mario
actually,
Chalmers?
Yeah, Chalmers. He was functional with LeBron. Now he's like, you know, LeBron makes people better. There's no question about it that he makes people better. I don't buy that.
Okay, Maz had a Red Sox point before watching this Tigers team. He says, is that the Red Sox in 3 years? Has Dave Dombrowski gutted the Red Sox to the point where it's all about now and in 3-4 years when it's time for the next wave of talent to come in, will they be barren like the Tigers are? John in New Jersey wants to weigh in on that. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, guys? Tony, I just wanted to let you know, a couple of years ago, the Yankees were in the same position. And what they did when they weren't doing too well, they traded off a couple of veterans, and they wind up getting a tier one talent, which made their system go from probably mid to near the top. So the Red Sox can do the same thing. Right now, let's not jinx it. They're doing very well. I'm saying if they start to drop off, what they can do at that time, trade a couple of the veterans and just stock up with some young talent. There's Dombrowski's not the only person that does that.
Okay, John, let me just stop you. So you're telling me that when this Red Sox start their decline, you'll be able to recognize it. And you'll have two guys at the back of your bullpen who throw 100 miles an hour that you can get top talent for when you trade. Because that's what they did, right? Andrew Miller and Chapman?
Yes, it was those two guys, yeah.
Was there anyone else that they traded?
No, those are the big ones. So, I mean, you know, Chapman got them Gleyber Torres.
It feels like sort of a special circumstance, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, and you could say that in some ways the Tigers did it too by moving Verlander, right? But now how many years are you away from there?
Dombrowski didn't do that.
Well, no, he didn't.
It was the next guy.
He didn't. And the other thing is, like, you know, I look at where the Red Sox are and what the Yankees did too. What about Severino? He was a product of their player development system. Aaron Judge, he was a product of their draft. Like, you know, it's the Yankees had both. They had players coming from the draft and international marketplace.
Where did Didi Gores come from?
He was a trade. They got him from Arizona. So he was in the big leagues when they acquired him. But even so, like, it's not the Yankees farm system wasn't barren when they made that those deals for Clint Frazier. And so they had some players there. The Red Sox right now have Jack. They got squat down there. Zero. Look, I want to see this Jalen Beeks kid because he's kind of came out of nowhere. He's pitching tomorrow night. That's a reason to watch that game. I hope he can pitch because if he can't, then they really get squat.
Ben in Charlton, you want the LeBron on the Celtics?
Let me be the voice of reasoning for Boston right now. Let me have my chance. In Boston, we don't want LeBron on this team because we want to take him down. We just like 07, when he walked out of that garden and took his shirt off, that's what I want to see happen again. That's what we almost did again. I want to see us with these kids, not older guys like LeBron, I want to see us take down this behemoth. I don't want to see let's not join him. Let's beat him. Let's be that team that takes him down.
Got it. I think everyone would prefer that. But let me ask you this. What if you can't beat him? And your option is to win with LeBron or just lose to LeBron? No, the option is let him finish. Can I finish the question? The option is to win with LeBron or lose to him. What do you take?
I think we can beat him.
That's not what I'm asking you. You only have two options. There's two doors. You get to win with LeBron or get beaten by him.
Win with.
There are green teamers out there who would rather just sit there and lose every year to LeBron than have him become a Celtic. Don't you feel that way?
Sure.
I'd rather be a winning loser than a losing winner.
Something like that, exactly.
That's
like
not what we're about.
For me, it's not about, you know, a personal distaste for the guy or anything like that. I actually think
because
LeBron's...
Because you've lost your inner fan like a lot of us have. I'm asking for the fans. The fans. Can you stomach winning with LeBron James?
How did you feel that Sunday game 7 when you choked to LeBron James? How did that make you feel, Celtics fans?
Jimmy,
it didn't make me feel good. I was angry. I'm still angry about it. We should be at the TD Garden right now playing the Warriors. We should be in the NBA Finals and LeBron stomped us. LeBron beat us, Celtics fans, okay? I'm one of you. I'm a Celtics fan. I love the team. I want to win with LeBron if that's the choice. It's easy. Bring the best player in the world to the Celtics.
Jimmy, you've seen some of the outcry on social media, especially Twitter today.
Oh, people, they're stupid.
No, I agree. But people would like...
I almost used a bad word there.
People would, you know, denounce the team. They wouldn't go.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, of course. They would be there. It would be almost impossible
Line
to get
me
in
up.
The building.
Tell me what number he's wearing. I'll buy the jersey.
33. Well, we've given him Larry's number.
We're giving him Larry Bird's number.
Send it right over to me.
We're going to bring it down.
Actually, he would be 33B.
Here's Joe and Lowell. Yes, Joe.
LB.
Yes, there's no way we can take LeBron here, and I'll tell you why. We've been bashing this guy for 15 years about his antics, how he quits on his team, he cries, doesn't like his teammates, and he's flopping around up and down the court. And now all of a sudden I have to root for him because he's on my team. I know we're going to probably get two or three championships with him if he comes. But same thing with Mads, you brought up Crosby. I would not want to root for Crosby either.
So,
if
Joe?
Kobe or Jeter, I'd root for them.
Okay, so you would rather lose to him than win with him?
If I'm gun to my head, win with them, of course. I'm not an idiot. I just, the mindset, like, I wouldn't be able to stomach it for a while. I would get used to it and be like, okay, hey, we got a great team. But the thought of watching him and cheering for this guy, it makes me sick.
See, I don't like, that doesn't make me totally angry because I'm not there anymore. But to have that sort of fan emotion, I mean, this is why we do it, right? You have good guys and bad guys and people you root for and people you root against. And it's okay to have people you root against and never want to root for them. Like, that's okay. That's part of the whole deal here.
Sure it is. But yes, I'm just telling you that LeBron, though, for me, like, you asked me a little while ago, is there a player that you would never find yourself rooting for, even if you were on your team? And I said, Kobe. I still feel that way about players. I just don't feel that way about LeBron. As much of a whiner and everything he is, I don't think LeBron is a bad human being. Like, I don't think he is, you know, he doesn't have any criminal past. He doesn't have any violent past.
No, he's a diva and a pain in the ass and selfish and all of that.
His flaws are human. They're normal. They're not, like, he's not a menace to society. He's not that kind of guy. So, Kobe could be, you know, was arguably a menace to society.
Roll him up, right.
Absolutely. So, like, I have a much bigger problem with a guy like that. I can get over the laundry thing. But the plan of building the Celtics, I like the plan they're on now. It's a long window. And unless you can I have no emotional or philosophical opposition to LeBron James being a Celtic, but I'm not giving up Kyrie Irving to do it.
You'd win the championship next year.
And the
Maybe.
Next one.
You think you'd win next year?
With LeBron?
Yes.
Yes. I do.
Against Golden State?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not convinced of that.
Yeah, I think he'd win it next
year. You're 3-3 against them the last 6 years in the regular season without
LeBron. Nobody.
Oh, great. Yay. Regular season. Whoopty freaking.
It's the only thing I have, Tony.
Exactly. That's it. It's the only thing. So you think that they're like the difference between them beating Golden State now versus next year is just upgrading from Kyrie to LeBron.
They can still do it with their current group. Like, I still think they're on that track, sure. I don't think it happens next year. Let me tell you that. If LeBron is here, yeah, it's next year.
Yeah, you better your chances, and you make everyone mad.
Do you have a J.R. Smith moment if LeBron is on the Celtics?
No. No. Because
So it's 1-1 then?
Exactly.
Yeah, Jimmy's right.
Right now, we're 1-1 in the finals. We continue with your thoughts right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Kyrie, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being here. So I just want to get it straight. You no longer wanted to play with LeBron James?
Excuse me?
Did you no longer want to play with LeBron James?
I mean, it's not really about wanting or not wanting to. It really just became how everyone turned this into a madness because it was myself and LeBron.
Felger Naz, Kyrie Irving, last offseason with ESPN on LeBron James. So he goes on there. I mean, to be fair, I guess I could give you the whole answer. He goes on there, and it doesn't sound as bad as I clipped it there, but let's just clip it there. Let's just clip it there, because I think, well, no matter how Kyrie soft pedals it or whatnot, why else would you leave Cleveland? If not for LeBron, like, it's the only reason.
Right.
I mean, what I mean is, I'm not saying Dan Gilbert's perfect or Cleveland's a great city or anything, but you're winning championships. You're set up to contend for a long period of time. Why would you leave? Like, you don't leave that for a lesser situation. That's very, very rare.
Right.
Very rare.
The reason you leave is because the other guy's going to leave in a year and you want to beat him to the punch. You're not going to get stuck holding the bag. And so this isn't, I think this is the part of the package with LeBron. I respect the talent. I respect all of it. But the fact of the matter is, when LeBron leaves, he usually leaves you holding the bag. And so I just don't, unless the Celtics can find a way around that, I don't want him.
I also wonder about the, you know, winning without each other thing. Play number two, Jimmy, just the short version of that second Kyrie cut from the offseason. Go ahead.
Do you believe you can win without him? I know it seems ridiculous, but I'm going to ask it for the record. Do you believe you can win without LeBron James?
Time will tell.
I ask you what you believe.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think he wants to win without LeBron?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. That'd be quite a statement, wouldn't it? I mean, then it becomes on some level like, you know, Kobe versus Shaq. Like, you sit there and say, if you're Kyrie Irving, you say, hey, look, I won a title without him. He needed me as much on that first one as I needed him. Don't kid yourself. In fact, we all know who made the shot that decided it. So sure, it'd be validation for Kyrie.
And now they're going to bring him in? I just don't think it works. I think if LeBron hears a serious consideration, Kyrie's got to be out the door. Just feels like that's the trade-off. Are you willing to do it?
Yeah, I'm not willing to do it.
Bill in Rhode Island, are you willing to do that?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, real quick, the only thing I haven't heard anyone mention about Kyrie is, as much as I hate LeBron's decision, it just threw me off of him, but Kyrie's knee injuries, two knee injuries, same knee, a god his size liking to drive to the basket. If I had to give up Kyrie for LeBron to win a couple titles, I'm doing it. I'm going to hang up. I'll let you guys talk.
I agree. That whole thing of the age difference, Kyrie 26, LeBron 33, giving up 6.5 years, or I think, something like that.
Yeah, it's 6.5. That's right.
It's mitigated by the bad news. LeBron just played 82 games. He plays 80 a year. He's just a horse. Kyrie, how many times has he ever finished a season?
Oh, gosh. I
don't think he ever has.
You know, so yeah, it's no, like, he, that's he, a big that's a big trade-off for me there.
Sure it is. Yeah. Now, look, I just have a hard time calling Kyrie's injuries two knee injuries. It's really one.
Most games he's ever played in a season is 72. his last year in Cleveland.
I mean, Kyrie, the wear and tear is real. There's no two ways about that either. Like, the wear and tear is real, and they probably have to have a good guard like Rozier backing him up.
We've got Eric in Sutton. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What do you got?
So, I was just thinking, the Celtics would be so much less entertaining to watch from a fan perspective with LeBron James.
What?
Be the opposite.
No, because, see, you have all these young players that have built their way through the system, and with LeBron, I would just expect a championship every year.
That's a terrible thing.
If LeBron came here, Eric, you would...
Yeah.
You would... Don't you think they would challenge the Patriots?
Yes.
I mean, don't you think they would be that? They would be the biggest thing around here.
They would do 12s every night for regular season games on TV ratings.
They would, yeah.
It would be massive. Don't you think it would just be giant?
I mean, this guy is, someone said this to me on the phone today. This guy's the most scrutinized athlete maybe in history.
Most polarizing screen. Now you'd have two of them. Like, it feels like Brady is turning into LeBron more and more every day. They'd have two of them. You have two of the most hated guys in all of sports on your teams winning championships.
It wouldn't be enjoyable just about the championships. What?
I hate winning championships. Who wants those?
No, listen, it'd be the greatest thing that ever happened to us. You kidding me? And you get LeBron giving Stevens the finger?
Oh my God, it'd be so compelling. See, I don't think I'm not willing to go there. Let's say LeBron would take over this situation like he took over others. It would be all him that he would, you know, that Ainge and Stevens would have to subjugate themselves. No. If he came here, he would have to realize this place is different. This time around is different. And I think if he came here, he'd come here with that understanding.
You couldn't possibly be this gullible.
And thus be different.
You couldn't possibly be this gullible.
I'm an optimist.
You the most...
By like, nature,
you,
I am.
You the most cynical, untrusting person on the planet. You believe that LeBron would change?
Yep.
Oh, God, you are on crack.
A little bit.
What is Murray feeding you in the hallway during the breaks?
I think he's already changed. He's already changed.
No, he hasn't.
Maz, you've seen it. He has fought harder in this exit than he has in the Miami exit and the first Cleveland exit combined. You have to admit that.
Okay, so again...
He had every opportunity here to quit against the Celtics. He's had every opportunity to shut this down because he knows this team isn't good enough. And instead... He has fought his ass off just to get beat in the finals. That's earned my respect. He wasn't doing that in the past.
Yeah, but you are asking him in an organization to come to a place and all of a sudden have less of a say than he's had before?
Just a little.
No shot. No shot. The size of that guy's ego? Are you on drugs?
No.
In all seriousness, you think that guy's going to subjugate his ego?
A little bit.
No shot.
Less than he has. I mean, more than he has in the past.
No way.
There's no way he'll be a total, you know, like, again, all those stars are pains in the ass. So he'll be, all I ask him to be is just your generic, standard NBA diva pain in the ass. Not this turbo, like, thing on steroids. Just dial it back to being a normal diva. Not a super diva. And everything will be fine. I think he has it in him.
This guy is the definition of the super diva.
I know.
Everybody has reacted to him from the day he set foot on the planet.
But if he came here, he'd know the parameters.
I doubt it. This guy has no parameters. It's all about him. That's my one major criticism of LeBron. It is 100% entirely about him. He knows nothing else.
Jeremy in Maine. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a scenario for you. Let's forget about LeBron altogether, all right? And... What do you guys think about short-term and long-term with this? Trading Gordon Hayward, Sacramento, the pick that we're going to get from Sacramento, say like a semi-Ujale or someone like that to Minnesota.
I'm dropping you. I'm not going over semi. You're going to include semi-Ujale in a package for someone really good. I know what you're going to do. You're going to say Karl Anthony Towns. I'm not doing that. Semi-Ujale is not going to get you Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Don't.
What about Yabusele?
Peter in Plymouth. Go ahead, Peter. Do you want LeBron James?
All right, gentlemen, I almost never agree with Maz on anything. I'm going to partially agree with this one. I'm someone who left basketball. I couldn't take it because of players like LeBron and the way the game transformed around them. ISO ball. I mean, he fouls every offensive play he's on but never gets called. I came back to basketball because of Golden State 2 years ago before they got KD and what the Celtics are doing now. He comes to Boston... Say goodbye to the team that we have now. These young players are going to lose any development they can get because, yeah, you think he makes players better? All he does is charge the lane and pass out for guys to spot up shoot. Their development's going to go down, but when he leaves, that's all they're going to know how to do.
Okay, do you agree with that part of it?
No, no,
I don't. You don't think LeBron is that? He's not an ISO. I mean, he'll definitely ISO. He has to. When you're surrounded by J.R. Smith and George Hill, he has to ISO. But do you think he wants to?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do.
I think he wants to spread the ball.
So when I say ISO, what I think LeBron wants is everything to funnel through him. That's you know, and that's true on the court or off. That's how I would put it. LeBron wants everything to funnel through him.
I don't think he's a selfish on-court player.
He's not selfish. He passes, but he wants the ball to go through him. Right? So, in other words, he wants to be the focal point of the offense. And on most teams, who's going to argue? He's the best player, so sure, no problem. So you make that concession. The problem with LeBron is that you're always making a concession because of his talent. He holds you hostage with his talent. If he were 25, no problem. See you later, Kyrie. Bring in LeBron. We're on the same page. But at 33, with what the Celtics have built, no, I'm not throwing it.
Anthony New Bedford, hi.
How you doing? I got two things I want to say. Got
to be quick.
One thing I want to say is, bringing LeBron here, I don't think that when he comes here, he leaves us high and dry when he leaves. I think he helps develop some of the young players we have because he takes pressure off of guys like Jason Tatum, who had to lead the team in scoring this playoffs. He also helps develop them because with the less pressure he has on them, the more responsibility they're able to take in smaller doses. And number two, I wasn't going to say this, but Tony, of course they're going to funnel the offense through him. He's the best player in the NBA. He should have the ball in his hands more often than not.
Well, let me stop you. I'm not convinced of that. And wasn't there that report that came out that LeBron is telling people he wants to be off the ball next year?
Yeah, so, I'll believe it when I see it.
So again, this is sort of him, like he's sort of understanding where he is at this stage of his career. And how he has to play and how he has to fit in.
He's been humbled, Maz.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I've seen it on the court. I've seen the way he's fought and not given up, which is a big change for him. He's given up in the past. He hasn't given up this year.
See, I'm convinced that he has changed and has been humbled because it's ultimately about rings. He wants more.
He's going to have to
acquiesce.
He is. And I think he's willing to do it a little bit. I think he would be willing. If he came here, he would have to be willing to do it.
So the whole off the ball thing, again, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when Ben Simmons has 8 turnovers and LeBron is standing there waiting for the ball and doesn't get it, and he doesn't bitch about it. That's when I'll believe it.
Here's Murray's update.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Junta.
Magenta?
Junta?
Junta.
Junta.
Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know it feels like we're down 2-0, and I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way, the mood that I'm in right now. There's no like, okay, you're down 2-0, and you feel better than you're down 2-0 before. I mean, it's just... You know, when you're down like this in a deficit like this versus a team like this, there's no good feeling. So, I mean, I don't feel good about it.
So that's LeBron today. It's just sort of in all of this, LeBron to the Celtics, LeBron to the Lakers, LeBron is going to talk to Houston, no doubt about it. He's going to talk to Philly. Stephen A. Smith delivers that today in front of a live studio audience. In Cleveland before game 3 of the NBA Finals. Like, maybe that's LeBron with his ugly head. If you think LeBron purposely planted that, or his people purposely planted that today. Or is Stephen A. just around Cleveland, around LeBron's people, and he garnered the information? Like, I don't know, maybe again I'm giving LeBron too much credit, but I don't think LeBron would purposely submarine that.
No, I don't think it's a coincidence either. I mean, I think LeBron gets to this stage and he starts talking about next year, whether they're up 2-0 or down 2-0.
If you're LeBron, where do you want to go?
I'd pick Boston.
Yeah, Boston. This is the best place for him to win with this talent surrounding him.
I mean, if it were that simple.
Okay, let's say it doesn't work. Where's the next best? Because I agree. I think Boston's the best place for him. If he wants to win, best place for him.
Philly.
Philly's 2?
Yep.
More than Houston?
I say Philly because if I'm him, I don't want to go out west.
Why?
Because I think
Do you face him around earlier? But you don't think Harden, LeBron, and again, some people say that Harden wouldn't be a part of it, but Harden, LeBron, and Chris Paul, or there's the rumor that Harden goes to Toronto for DeRozan and Lowry. So, whatever. either it's Harden or DeRozan and Lowry with Chris Paul and LeBron. Is that better or worse than Philly?
I think that Philly's a better fit for him. I do. I think Philly's a better fit. Now, look, if it's about getting by Golden State, you raise a good point. At the end of the day, what difference does it make? You play him in the conference final, you play him in the final. What's the difference? But LeBron and Harden feels like a disaster
to me.
I felt that way about LeBron and Isaiah, if you remember.
See, I think LeBron...
See, I want to see how that one works.
I think LeBron could handle it. I think Harden couldn't. I just think he couldn't. Like, if Harden is not dominating the ball and shooting, what does he bring you? Zero. No.
Yeah, the other thing is the coach and LeBron are a bad match.
Zero, exactly, totally. Well,
the whole thing feels like a disaster to me. It does. It feels like a disaster. And I feel like, look, you know, Paul's getting up there. Like, you know, and he's got injuries all the time, it feels like. You know, if I'm as much as LeBron loves him, and I know he does, like, I don't know, am I putting my eggs in that basket? If I'm LeBron and I'm going to go somewhere, I just assume bring Paul George with me and then, you know, start something like that. But to me, if I were him, I'd stay in the East. Boston would be one. Philly would be two.
If he wants rings, it's here. It's here. I think everywhere else is a long shot. Maybe Houston. I mean, face it. Chris Paul and Harden almost had Golden State on their own.
Sure.
They almost had him. If Chris Paul doesn't get hurt, they might have won that series. So maybe I'm overlooking that a little bit too much. Maybe Houston is right there. But again, I'm with you. All those pieces. I mean, I think LeBron has a chance to work here because of just how solid it is in the organization with the coach and the GM and the franchise and the organization that, you know, that's in place. Harden's a knucklehead. D'Antoni is
a knucklehead.
He doesn't really coach. It's just, you know, it's Chuck and Duck, as we like to say.
And with this news that's coming over, I would actually take the Sixers off my list as well.
What's the news? Is it breaking news worthy?
Embiid injury.
NBC Sports Philadelphia is reporting that the Sixers believe Brian Colangelo had no knowledge of those burner Twitter accounts. Would you believe that?
Oh, that's a lie.
Right. Like, what a foolishly run franchise
that is.
That's
a lie.
Well, but
please.
That's easily solved there. You blow out Colangelo, you let LeBron come in and pick his next GM.
But it feels like
David Griffin.
If they believe Colangelo isn't running those accounts.
Oh, you're saying that the Sixers believe that.
Yeah. So the franchise has looked into this, and they feel like, ah, no, everything's fine. He had nothing to do with that. And they're not going to fire him?
I see.
That is stunning to me.
Hey. Well, what can I tell you? Just back to this. Maybe Houston is closer than I give him credit for with LeBron. They were just about there without him. So, but again, how does that all work? I just think there's a much better chance of it working here than working there. The Lakers, if it brings Paul George, you're still one big piece away.
Sure.
And I think in terms of, like, anything else, the Lakers would make the most sense for him. Because that is, you know, you go work and play for Magic Johnson, which has a real allure, I'm sure, for a lot of those guys. And probably for LeBron, it would. You'd be the next great Laker. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, you know.
Hollywood.
You'd be the next great Laker, which is they've got all the juice that you do, if not more. And so that's got to be alluring. And then the whole off-field thing, you get to be a Hollywood movie star. So, like, but can they be good enough?
No. No. They wouldn't. I mean, again, as you said, they would need a third player. And I don't think any of their young guys are quite ready to take on that role. You know, look, they get some decent players there between Ingram, Randall, Kuzma. Like, there are some good players there. I'm assuming Lonzo Ball wouldn't factor in.
Enough to trade and get a third piece. So if it's LeBron and Paul George there as free agents, and then they package all that, everything else they got to get Kawhi Leonard. How's that team?
Pretty good.
Can they contend with Golden State?
It'd be close. I mean, it'd be close. I mean, that's pretty good. You get some, you know, between LeBron and Kawhi Leonard, you get some guys that can play some D.
Great
there.
Defense. I was just going to say.
You get some guys that can play D on top of it. So, you know, I mean, that'd be interesting. It'd be fun to watch.
Or could they do what we would talk about here? You know, you sign LeBron, Paul George as free agents, package everything else that they have to get Karl Anthony Towns. You're like, could LeBron cobble it together with the Lakers? I've been firmly on record. I still have bets out there. I got money out. I got money out on the table. That has the Lakers winning a championship before the Celtics. Because just in my entire lifetime, the Lakers have always gotten the guy. Not that they're smarter than you or better than you or have a plan. They're just the Lakers. And they will get Kareem. They will get Shaq. They will get LeBron. They will get the next guy. And it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. So I'm a firm believer that they're going to, you know, figure it out. Is there a way for them to figure out with LeBron? Cobble it together with LeBron?
It's a good question. I mean, LeBron in L.A. would be, you know, great theater.
So, look, if LeBron can build a team that is legitimately right there, like he would have here, like he would in Houston, and do it with the Lakers are the spot, right? The question is, can he do it? Can he do it? Can he get quite the team there that he could get here or get in Houston? And would you want him here? Do you want him here? Robin Haverhill, give me your thoughts.
No, definitely don't want him here. The guy's a bum. He's going to create so much drama. It's going to be about LeBron Ball. Ball's going to go through him. Offense through him. Brad Stevens' ideas and his strategies are going to be useless with him.
Okay, what are Brad Stevens' ideas? Because when he had Isaiah Thomas going off for 50 points a night, it seems to me like they gave him the ball and everyone cleared out. And Kyrie this year, when he was going, he took over the fourth quarter. So what is that Brad Stevens wants? Because
how are those ideas of going away from Jason Tatum late in the fourth quarter of Game 7 or not even going into the paint with Al Horford in that game?
But so Stevens blew it.
Yeah.
Stevens didn't treat Tatum like he did Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving like he should have. So Stevens made a mistake there. But I've seen Stevens give it up to one guy and let the offense just go through that one guy if he deserves it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course he has. And look, with LeBron, I mean, it's just they would play a totally different style. Right, they, you know, they do play a team game at the moment, or at least they did, you know, without Kyrie. And even then, even when he was here, for the most part during the game, they played a team game. But inevitably, you're going to come to that point where you need a bucket and a star has to make a shot, at which point the coach doesn't matter.
And the coach realizes it. The coach will get out of the way at that point. He should have gotten out of the way in this last one. Or, I mean,
no, Brad should have called a timeout to stop everything.
To stop everything.
Multiple times.
And let Tatum take over is what he should have done.
Jimmy is still angry.
I know, he's been very...
We should be at the Garden today for NBA Finals Game 3, and the series should be tied 1-1.
I mean, from like 2 o'clock and 5 seconds to now, he has been pissed the whole time.
Very bitter cookie back then.
Really?
Darren in Providence.
It's good for business.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
What do you got?
I'm on the fence with the whole LeBron coming...
Well, that does us no good.
Yeah,
have an opinion.
I feel like we'll win championships, but I still believe in Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he didn't get enough of a chance. So
he's definitely got no chance. And I'm just going to cut you off there because you can't call up and say I'm on the fence. It does us no good. It's bad enough when we do it.
It's bad enough when the host does it.
Exactly. We can't have the callers doing that now. Yeah. Yes, it's a screw job to Kyrie. No question. He comes here to avoid LeBron. He comes here and you build around him and he's a centerpiece for you and you've got winks and nods, according to Jimmy Stewart, for the next max contract and he's the guy going forward. But now here in the very first offseason, you have a chance at LeBron and you take LeBron up on it because you just have to. If you're Kyrie, you're pissed.
Oh, you have a right to be pissed.
And you got screwed. But it'll be okay. You'll make your money and you'll land on your feet. You'll be all right. You'll get over it.
See, I'm not worried about Ainge like being unwilling to pull the trigger because Kyrie's going to get pissed. I mean, it didn't stop him from trading Isaiah Thomas'
exactly.
ass, did it?
Exactly.
I mean, he didn't blink an eye when he came to ship his ass out of town.
Bill in Brighton, go ahead, please.
How's it going? Kyrie's knee issues are the biggest deal. If Danny Ainge and the surgeons know something, hey, listen, this is not going to be good in 2 years or whatever, you can't give him a max contract. And let's face it, Ainge traded Isaiah, so he didn't have to give him a max contract. And he bought himself some time with Kyrie. If Kyrie's knee's not going to hold up, you move him, especially if LeBron's going to say, I'll give you 3 years. LeBron wins 3 rings in a row. Tony Maz, you want 10 years of stability. We've been waiting 10 years for another ring. How about 3 in a row from LeBron, and then he hands the keys to Tatum, and we keep winning them. And
so there it is. Amen to that. And you would agree that if Kyrie Irving's knees are really bad, well, then yes, obviously.
Then it gets easy. I'm just, you know.
But then you can't move him.
Well, he doesn't have the same value on the market. If there's an injury issue, well, that changes the whole discussion. To me, the only way you can really look at it from a basketball standpoint is to say, assume Kyrie's healthy and assume it's Kyrie that has to go because he can't play with LeBron. To me, then there's something worth talking about there.
Joe in Tewksbury, you want LeBron?
Not even a chance.
Why?
I think it would be a complete knucklehead move. I think it would be Danny Ainge signing his resignation papers. He loses LeBron. Danny Ainge is out.
Your phone's mediocre. That's what Maz thinks.
Yeah, I just think that LeBron would completely undermine the entire sort of identity of the franchise. That's all. And look, this is part and parcel of what happens in that league. You get a player of that caliber. He comes in. Everything runs through him. Everything. On the floor and off the floor. And I just don't think LeBron knows any other way to do it. His whole life, it's been about him.
What do you think Ainge would do if given the opportunity, if he could really sign him?
He would try to talk Kyrie into working with him. That's what he would do. And if he can't do that, he wouldn't make the move.
Oh, I disagree with you. Because the identity of the team, Mez, is banners. They want that elusive next one.
Right. But I just think that he looks at the group he has and feels like we're set up for about a 7 to 10 year run right now. And I think that he would like to keep that.
Murray, thanks for the whistle today, buddy.
Yep. Anytime.
All aboard.
You've learned how to blow that whistle during the show. The beginning, you didn't know how to blow the whistle.
All aboard the LeBron train.
Yes, thank you. All aboard. The beginning of the show, the thing had a lot higher pitch. Yes. I'm telling you, you were blowing it too hard.
I don't know. You're right. I don't properly know. I actually thought the conductor was blowing this down the tracks to alert people that the train's coming. So how could I possibly know how to blow into
the thing? I told you, the pitch was so high, I was starting to wonder if your underwear was too tight.
Next up, Asinine Avenue. All aboard the LeBron train.
Final word. And tell me the final word is all about one big bag.
One big bag and many other things, yes.
Hashtag one big bag. What does that mean? You'll hear it next in the final word.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ooh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Mez's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Mez, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Mez on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
No one, Jim.
All right. A lot to run through here in the final word today, starting with a very angry producer of this very show. Came in hot, real hot, right at the start of the day.
Did he ever?
Something would have to give, right, Jimmy?
I would do that.
You'd have to, you know, move out a max
salary.
Someone's
going.
It seems actually pretty simple to put this together. You trade Kyrie Irving to San Antonio, a place that he wants to go, for Kawhi Leonard, and then you move on from Al Horford and Marcus Morris, and that frees up the cap space.
Okay, so, I mean, you're giving me a million different things. I'm asking specific.
No, they're actually pretty simple things.
Okay, Jimmy's angry.
Yeah, I guess.
So, you could do Jimmy's thing, which is what? Move Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, and I don't like that deal, but that's a simple move because the math works. And by the way, I believe that the Celtics would take a meeting with LeBron.
Why are you angry?
I don't feel good today.
He did say before the show, he said, I'm not in a good mood. He told
that's
me
good.
That.
That's great. Take it out on the show. Good
he
job.
Said, it's not anything anybody did in particular.
It's not personal. I don't feel good today, so I'm going to yell at you.
Good
okay,
job.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Excellent.
As long as we know it's not directed at us.
Full favor.
Yes.
Do you expect Kyrie to be here long term, or do you think next year is his last year?
I don't think it's a given either way.
When Mike Gorman says that the other day, it did raise eyebrows, right? What does he know? What does he know?
Nothing.
Would you stop with that, Jimmy? It's better if we think he knows something. You don't think he knows? You think he knows nothing?
Jimmy is he's in a devious mood today.
He scares me today. I don't
seriously
know where he's coming
though
from.
Yeah, that laughter, that's like horror film.
I don't
stuff
know where he's coming from.
You have Vincent Price back there.
That's seriously a good modern reference, Mouse.
Oh, I know, yeah. I couldn't pick someone.
The frozen funk of 40 years. This guy's been dead like 30 years.
All right, but who's got a sinister laugh in this day and age?
That's true. We heard from someone else that always pisses off Jimmy Stewart, Bob and Easton today, who went at Maz.
Bob. I'm going to slip in a baseball call because Bob and Easton is called. Whenever Bob and Easton calls on anything, but really especially anything other than football.
Bad news.
You know we've gotten something wrong on that. Like, he would never. I don't think he knows hockey from freaking badminton.
He might be our worst caller.
But Bob and Easton would call if I got something wrong on hockey just to bust my chops about it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
He doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a ring ding.
And he doesn't know a home run from, you know, whatever, a ring around the rosies. But he's calling us on baseball, so it can only be one thing. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, actually, I was calling baseball part of it.
This is how dumb you guys are. First of all,
the fact that Stephen A. Smith floats it out, so enough.
But Maz, you have a show called Baseball Reporters, right?
I do, yeah.
Baseball season?
Six to seven every night, yeah.
All right, and you guys have this new rule, like the 3-minute interview when you guys have interviews. So there's got to be a new rule. You can't have Maserati comment. We'll take the Bipolar Express here, and we'll play the hypothetical Paul Raha, Mr. Rogerson, if LeBron James comes here.
Yeah.
Maz, yeah. The fact that it's a colossal mistake. Now, today, we sit here. Who would you say would be the MVP favorite in the American League? Giancarlo Stanton or J.D. Martinez?
J.D. Martinez.
Okay. Then...
So, you know what? We got the point. Why should we listen to you on LeBron when you got J.D. Martinez wrong?
No, it doesn't mean I'm going to get everyone wrong,
nope.
Does it?
Every time a blind squirrel, you know, that saying. Every once in a while we get one.
Maz had the Eagles.
I did. I was right about the Super Bowl. How come Bob Eason doesn't bring up the Super Bowl?
He doesn't seem to remember that one.
Hey, Bob, how come you don't bring up the fact that your quarterback took a straight-on hit and fumbled the ball in the final 2 minutes?
Thank you. How come you
don't bring that up? You never mentioned the Super Bowl, the fact that I'm right about the Super Bowl. How come you never bring that up?
Maybe you forgot.
Or the fact that your quarterback is acting like a spoiled little three-year-old baby. How about that? How come you don't bring that up, Bob? Just out of curiosity.
Tell him, Maz.
Bob.
I got that one right.
Bob.
I took issue with a recent Instagram post by Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, in which he's trying to promote paper straws over plastic straws. And with that, we got the hashtag that's been trending for most of the afternoon based on the show, and that is hashtag one big bag. Where'd that come from? This conversation.
Do you not recycle?
No, I don't. One big bag. I literally have, it drives my girl nuts. I have a trash can in the kitchen.
Why not?
That is about the that's too much. It's too much work. One big bag.
No, there's one.
I stand by this. You'll never convince me otherwise. I don't care. I'm the one person, I'm not going to help the planet or change the world by just being me helping to recycle. No, it makes my life easier to put everything in one big bag. The one big bag goes out. Cardboard, glass, the biggest bottles you can find, put it all in one bag, tie it all up. That bag goes out, and I don't care if it weighs like 100 pounds.
And you're, like, proud of that?
Well, I'm a little bit proud of it because I know right now some like, save-the-earth idiot in their car right now is like, I can't believe this monster, he should be fired. Ah, ha, 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 that's right, I don't recycle. Nope, that bin comes, it goes right in the basement. One big bag. Hashtag one big bag.
Hashtag one big bag. There's much more. This is where you want to listen to the replay. 98.5thesportshub.com, the 98.5thesportshub app. Download it on your phone. All the replays pop up that evening. You don't even have to wait but an hour or two before you get to hear it. So go back and listen to that. It came at 3:50?
Yeah, right around 3:50, yes.
3:45-ish.
So hour number two, probably about 30 minutes in.
Exactly. So between 3:30, right, halfway through your hour number two on the podcast. There you go.
Yes, where I'm proven to be one of history's great monsters. It's like Pol Pot, Hitler, and Murray.
No question about it. Mussolini, and then you for putting in your liter bottles into the one big bag. Yep.
Finally today, we had a quick little clip here of when producers...
Ah, this is a good one.
Excellent
one.
...aren't listening.
And now... to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
He's always respected the Celtics. He's always said great things about the Celtics.
He's got business partners in Boston on top of it.
Is he partners with John Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in on Liverpool.
He's in bed with John Henry.
Yeah.
Hosts aren't listening.
Producers aren't listening.
None of you said listening. No, sorry, whatever.
Clip it, Jimmy. It's a good one.
This has been... to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Jimmy, did you hear about John Henry and LeBron? Fenway Roush Racing or whatever the hell it's called. Fenway Sports Group.
So I'd like to send out a personal thank you to Stephen A. Smith. Good job, Stephen. Excellent work.
Helped us out big time.
God bless you. It's not just today. That is a gift that will keep on giving as NBA free agency starts, July 1? Stuff goes down like the July 4th weekend, et cetera, et cetera. So this is something we'll be able to feast on here for about a month.
We're going to have LeBron watch.
Oh, thank you so much.
The summer of LeBron.
Summer of LeBron.
Even though he's not signing here.
I saw him down the Cape with one of the Hallbergs. I'm telling you. LeBron's coming here.
Murray, didn't you have a photo of him at Fenway last night on your Twitter account?
Yep, I already posted it up on Twitter. It's LeBron with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre at Fenway last night.
Yeah, he was in the north end with Tebow. They were coming out of Mike's Pastry.
His hairline in that photo is fabulous.
Yep.
So, that's what it's going to be. So, again, thank you to Stephen A. Smith.
Felger and Maz.